Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we wish to continue in our current series of studies, the saving ministry of the Lord, as found in Luke chapter 4. And we're going to read our theme portion of Scripture again today. Verse 16 of the fourth chapter of Luke, he came to Jesus, and he came to Nazareth, rather, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, a roll, of course. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And the Lord closed the book, gave it to the minister, and then he sat down. They were marveled at his treatment of the scripture, because the Lord, the Lord was actually quoting Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. And here he is in Nazareth, in Nazareth, in the synagogue there. He is here, the fulfillment of that scripture written 700 years before. All right, now today on the subject, we're going to continue on the subject of the saving ministry of the Lord by treating his recovery of the sight to the blind. Already we have covered to preach the gospel to the poor, and that everything begins there. That's the saving from the sins, but the others are saving from the other things that come upon us. To heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to recover sight to the blind. And this is going to be the way we're going to treat it. We're going to talk about four different kinds of blindness. There is literal blindness in the scriptures. There is figurative blindness in the scriptures. There is judicial blindness in the scriptures. And there is spiritual blindness. Four kinds of blindness. And I think that this will be very, very helpful to us to keep these things in mind. Now, as to the literal blindness, I think that's probably what the Lord was referring to when he speaks of the fact of recovering of sight to the blind. But these other kinds of blindness are even more serious than literal blindness. We're going to take a case of where the Lord did indeed cure blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10 of physical blindness. It's beautiful, and I think that I can read it just about as quick as I can narrate it. Beginning in Mark chapter 10 and verse 46, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. They called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I may receive my sight.' Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, and was there a happy man." Now, in John chapter 9, there's a man there that was born blind from his birth. And the disciples asked the Lord on that occasion, they said, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And the Lord said, "Neither, but that I might show you what it means to be recovered from blindness." He made clay. He spit on the ground, made clay, and anointed the man's eyes and asked him if he could see. And he says, I see men as trees walking. He massaged his eyes again, and he says, now what can you see? And he saw everything plainly. Now the Pharisees were there, and they didn't like what was happening. And this man speaks later. He's rebuking the Pharisees. In verse 30 of that chapter we read, and the man answered and said unto them, why, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened my eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that were born blind? This man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered, the Pharisees did, and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. These people were blind by prejudice, but this man received his sight by faith. Now, there is that blindness of prejudice, and prejudice will blind us. We've got to be careful that we're not prejudging anything, and that's the basic meaning of the word prejudice. These people were basically judging that this man, Jesus, was not the Messiah. Now there's the blindness of unbelief. We read in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9 these words, but he that lacketh these things, and we'll talk about them, is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Now here is another figurative blindness, the blindness of unbelief. And Peter's referring to the virtues and the character of the Christian life. And so Peter writes to them and he says, he that lacks these things that I've been talking about, is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his own sins, old sins, figuratively the blindness of unbelief. And then there's the blindness of ignorance. Now, a person can have 20/20 vision and be blind ignorantly of certain things that go on in this world. We read, for instance, in Ephesians 4:18, having his understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. They are ignorant, and this is the blindness of ignorance, and it's a real blindness. Now, these figurative blindnesses doesn't mean that they're just only figurative and not real. They are real, but they are in a figurative category. Now, there is judicial blindness. The Apostle Paul was stricken with judicial blindness. He was going up to Damascus to have the Christians imprisoned. God had his eye on Paul, and he stopped and he revealed himself to him, the Lord did, and he was struck blind. The light, the glorious light of the Lord, was so brilliant that Paul, when he opened his eyes, couldn't see, and it was judicial blindness. God struck him with that blindness. And then God told him, now you go into the city, and a man by the name of Ananias is going to come and give you back your eyesight. This is something for Paul to experience. Now the Lord had a little conference with Ananias, and he said, you go call on the street that is called Straight, and ask for a man who is Paul, and I want you to restore his eyesight. They got together, and Paul received his eyesight back again. Now, in the 13th chapter of Acts, we see that another man was stricken with judicial blindness. In the 13th chapter of Acts, the Apostle Paul is going out with Barnabas to the Isle of Cyprus after they had been commissioned by the Holy Ghost. And it says in verse 6 of the 13th chapter of Acts, and when they had gone through the Isle of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the dignity of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul to hear, because he desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, was jealous, and he tried to obstruct Paul. And then Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eye on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And when he opened his eyes, he couldn't see. He was stricken with judicial blindness. In both instances, these were caused by the Lord to show people his power and eventually bless them with his presence. Judicial blindness. And don't let anybody listening to this broadcast who is blind think that he has been struck by judicial blindness, because judicial blindness, in the scripture at least, was recovered, and they were blessed by reason of the fact that they could see and see clearly. Now, the last blindness that we have to consider is spiritual blindness. And this is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Will you turn to it, please, if you have your Bibles near at hand? Here it is in verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now our Lord Jesus Christ is the one that can disperse this spiritual blindness. Satan is the god of this world, and he strikes people with a spiritual blindness. He brings other things before them. He makes things so attractive. He keeps them so interested in this and that and the other thing that he has blinded them to what they can have in Christ. And here he is blinding people, and there are a lot of blind people in the world today. They don't know the salvation that's in Christ, and it's because of satanic effort. Satan doesn't want them to be saved, but the Lord Jesus Christ, shines into their hearts and recovers them from that blindness. Oh, what a recovery. Father, today, bless your word as it has been given out over the radio. Bless it to our hearts, we pray. In Christ's name, giving thanks, amen.